This past week was filled with U.S. economic news, most of it good. President Clinton announced a $230 billion budget surplus, and a huge census study showed American household incomes hitting an all-time high, while the poverty rate has fallen to its lowest level in 20 years. Joining me to discuss these trends is Owen Ullman, Washington editor for USA Today and a regular guest on our program. Morning, Owen.
Good morning, Frank.
Well, let's start with this budget surplus, $230 billion for 2000. And the White House says that there's another $360 billion of the national debt that will have been paid off over the last 3 years. So what does it mean for our economy?
That's very good news for the economy, Frank, because the personal savings rate of individuals is still at pretty much an all-time low. In fact, just the other day, the Commerce Department reported that people continue to spend more than they are making, which results in actually using savings. So the surplus is a way of looking at the government as kind of the chief saver for the country, and that is where most of our savings are right now.
And that can have an impact, too, I guess, on the cost of money over the next few years.
Absolutely. That's what's helping to keep interest rates down. And the surplus we see now, by the way, is only the first of what economists think will be growing surpluses over the next decade, perhaps $4 trillion or more.
Well, let's take a look at the census report. Let me go over some of the figures because they were pretty dramatic this time around. American household income in 99, almost $41,000. This is the median income. Across the board, up 2.7%. African Americans had the largest percentage increase this time, 7.7%. Hispanic Americans saw their median incomes up more than 6%. Is this truly a wider distribution of income?
Yes, it certainly is, Frank. And keep in mind, these are the numbers after taking into account the cost of living. So this is actually how people are making money beyond just the inflation rate. This is really good news for most groups. And what we're seeing in the last couple of years is that people at the bottom of the ladder, of the income ladder, are actually doing slightly better than people at the very top. Now, you have to keep in mind that this survey doesn't include things such as the profits people make on the sale of stock. And so probably if you had a broader measure of wealth, the upper income people are doing very, very well. But the good news here is that people who have suffered for years, low income people, are really making strides in their standard of living.
Well, the sharpest gains were reported over the 1 year period between 98 and 99. Now, we're in the 10th year of the longest sustained expansion in the country's history. Have the benefits been proportional through that period, or has it taken a long time for the folks at the low end to see some improvement?
The middle-income people have done better over the last 5-6 years. The people at the low end, Frank, have only in the last few years started to really benefit from the economy. And the reason for that is because as the unemployment rate started to hit around 4%, and it was so hard for employers to hire people, they started raising the wages at the very bottom. So the jobs that paid minimum wage, which you can't really live on if you're a family of four, has come up. And so those low-wage jobs are paying maybe a dollar or two an hour more, and that makes a big, big difference for the working poor.
Now, I was going to ask you that. In particular, does this, what kind of a difference does this make? Can we see real improvements in the quality of living for people at the lowest end?
I think you can on a number of levels. One is just the wages have gotten to be higher, relatively speaking. It's still not great, but as a percentage, it's quite respectable now. The other very positive development, which was reported just the other day also by the Census Department, is that health insurance is being offered more now by employers and also for lower paying jobs. And the reason is because, again, with a tight labor market, employers are desperate to both hire and keep people. They're starting to offer some benefits that before that they dropped just because they couldn't afford it and they were very competitive. So we are starting to see some good news for low-income people. If this expansion continues into next year, as most economists expect, I think we can continue to see gains at the low end of the economic ladder.
Well, let's take a look at the political implications. President Clinton called the census report another economic milestone for his administration. How do these trends affect Al Gore and George W. Bush?
You would think, Frank, that with the economy pretty much rolling along in its best performance in 30 years, that Al Gore, as the incumbent party running for president, would have a lock on the election. And yet, we find that this is the tightest presidential race in 20 years. And you have to figure out what is going on. And I think there are a couple things. One of them is young voters have gotten so used to this long expansion, they've never known anything else, and they just may not be taking much stock in the good economy. It's sort of like this is how it always
is. It doesn't feel any better,
Right, so they kind of discount it. The other thing is I think a lot of voters also believe that the federal government is not responsible for this, that there are a lot of other factors, that it could be the global economy that's doing it. And finally, a lot of people say, well, you know, the best times have happened when we've had a Democratic president and a Republican Congress, and maybe the Republicans should share credit. And then you also have Alan Greenspan, who's considered the monetary genius, and a lot of people give him credit. So Gore is not getting traditional credit for this.
Owen Ullman is Washington editor for USA Today. Starting this month, he takes over as editor of the International Economy magazine. Thanks very much, Owen.
Thank you.